For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? This is Robert Ori.
Ori, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ori for three. Oh, unbelievable.
This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ori from downtown.
On is the eve of the Final Four. It's the shoot-around. We've done about 42 of these jokers. It's the Big Shot Bob podcast, B-Dog Brandon Harper. My name is Rob Jenners. That's seven-time NBA champion Robert Ori, who's got a few rings, got a couple rings. One of the stories in the shoot-around this week, right at the top of the show, something we didn't get to on Tuesday, was Kobe's ring. We had a Kobe ring get auctioned off this past week. Kobe's 2000 NBA Finals ring, gifted to his dad, was auctioned off for a record $927,000, surpassing the previous record of $705,000 set by Bill Russell's 1957 ring. The ring was a gift from Kobe to his father, Joe, and it was the second copy of a ring that Kobe received for winning the championship. I didn't know you could get a second copy of a ring. Does that like cost you extra money?
No. Each team, they give you two rings. They usually for your, like for me, the first ring I got went to my second ring, went to my mom. Then my next one went to my wife and then my dad and then my dad and then my wife and then my mom. And then the seventh one, I still have two rings for the seventh one.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize they gave you two. That's.
Yeah, because they, you know, each team feels like it's a family thing, and your family sacrificed so much, you know, as you play this game. So it's like a way to honor them, and they give you an extra ring.
Okay.
Same value. You can't tell them apart.
Yeah, they're the same ring, right?
Yeah, same ring.
Mm-hmm. Joe sold his to a consigner in 2013 when Kobe was still in the league for $173,000, which was a record price at the time. Why would he sell the ring?
It has to be a money issue.
Yes.
You think about the right time. You know, you think about, he almost got $1 million for that ring. So,
well, when he sold it to the consigner, is the one who made the $927,000. Joe sold it in 2013 for $173,000, which is still a crap ton of money. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. That just threw me. Like if you found out your dad was selling one of your rings. Would you care? Would you not care? I don't know.
It depends on how much he gets for it, you know?
I guess.
I'm like, you know, and this, well, someone stole my dad's ring, so.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. It was during that time when he was the dementia. Someone came in the house. Let me just say, it wasn't any of the nurses, because they were, before the nurses came in to handle his care before his demise was, they were gone before that. And I think my dad knew, and he was afraid to tell me. By the time he wanted to tell me, you know, he didn't even know my name by the end of his life. So someone's walking around with two of my championship rings.
Oh, that's some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's some look, man. Here's the thing: I don't know much about the universe, mm-hmm. but I do know that shit comes back around.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you enjoy that, because that ain't gonna work out well for you in the end.
And I'm shocked that, you know, one of the first things that, you know, when you get in the NBA, you used to buy your parents something. I remember I bought my dad, you know, first thing I bought, he didn't want a house. He didn't want a car. So I made him take a Rolex. He and I had matching Rolexes. And then, so my mom wouldn't feel left out. I got her matching one too, but the female style. And so when I went back, I found the Rolex. So I have the Rolex. And
oh, that's nice.
The rings are missing. So my dad was I love my dad, because he never wanted anything. I had to force him to take stuff, car, house. No, I don't want that, son. That's your money. So, you know, old school guy.
That is very old school. Mm-hmm. That is very old school. But my dad was the same way. You know, my dad was very much just the same. Like, you couldn't give my dad nothing. He'd just, no, take it. No, it's yours. No, I don't want that. No, I'm not doing that. When you take my dad on vacation, he insisted on paying for everything. It was like, just enjoy vacation. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not, you know, so, yeah, but that's an old school mentality. But thinking about your dad, think about my dad. Question from Glenn. Do the Lakers need a third star? I see all these reports this week that they're going to be out there looking for a third star to pair with LeBron and AD this offseason. Is that really the answer?
You know, it's third star, fourth star. It doesn't really matter. It boils down to the Lakers playing hard. You know, the Lakers got a lot of talent over there. But you got periods in the game where they don't play hard. They think the game is over and they start taking bad shots. And so with the Lakers, it's all a mental thing. Because you think how many games they've been up this year that they lost just because they start doing dumb shit. The Lakers just need to be smarter and play harder and understand, like, game ain't over in the second or the third quarter.
Yeah. The Lakers are always going to look for another star, especially when you got LeBron on pretty much his last leg. It's a good leg, but it's the last leg. And, you know, obviously you're hearing the name, you know, Trae Young is the name that's floating around. You know, the Lakers are going to be quote unquote aggressive and trying to figure out how they can, you know, what they will have to give to go get Trae Young. You know, we'll see what happens in regards to that. But the Lakers are always looking for star power, especially now trying to pair it with AD as they move into the post-LeBron era, whenever that happens. So they're always going to be linked to somebody.
Yeah. And it's just, it's funny to see it bubble up.
All they do is go across the hall and just take Paul George.
Yeah, the Clippers ain't never letting that.
No, that ain't never going to happen, man. That ain't never going to happen. And two, here's the other thing, too, for me. I'm sort of with Rob on this one in the sense that whatever. Like, anybody on a team and put in the right situation, playing the right way, can be a star. So it doesn't matter how big the name is and how big the splash is, because we've saw that in Brooklyn and a dozen other places. It doesn't always work that way. Just because you have a bunch of big names on the same floor doesn't mean they're all going to play well together. I mean, we were, I think, pretty critical of the way the Clippers kind of tried to mash all those names into one roster. Now, they've made it work, and Ty Lue's done a hell of a job making that work, but you never know, man. You just never know. It's never – another name is usually never the answer. It's usually you get the guys you got to play well together. How about that?
I think if they did, it would work. And why it would work? It would be because of AD. You have to have a guy who's selfless and doesn't care, and AD is that guy. You think about when you went to – let's talk about the big three in Boston. Okay. You know, even though KG was that dog, he didn't care. Talking about the big three in Miami. D-Wade, that big dog, he didn't care.
Very passive.
All these guys just want to win, and you need a guy that's wanting to win, and the guy that comes in needs to understand that and be selfless. Even Steph Curry. He didn't give a shit. He just wanted to win. And I think if you can find a guy when you have a big three paired together, one of those guys got to be willing to take a back seat. And I think AD, if they did, will take a back seat, which he shouldn't, but he will.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, good for Isaiah. Isaiah Thomas got himself a second 10-day contract with the Phoenix Suns. He hasn't done much. But then they love him in Phoenix, it seems like. He's got a lot of praise from coaches and teammates for his contributions and practices. Honestly, I'm just happy for him. We talked about him a couple weeks ago, everything he's been through and everything he's done. Have there ever been any other guys in the league that you were just happy to see get opportunities when they got them? Like guys that you knew or dudes you played with, and you're like, man, I'm glad he got that chance.
You know, I really don't think about it like that. Because, you know, for him, you will, because he passed up a lot of money.
He went through
and got
a lot.
Hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the only guy that I could really think of. If I sat here and you gave me a 2-day period of 48 hours, I could come back with someone else. But
sure, yeah.
For me, he's number one on the list.
Okay.
Hard. Yeah. I mean, I'm proud of him because he literally, he's worked for this, and for him to even get back into the league, and really continue that dream of playing in the league and really keeping that promise to his kids, honestly, of letting him know, not to ever give up on your dreams, no matter what's going on and stuff like that. So the fact that he gets a second 10-day contract, I'm happy for IT.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, just a good story and a good dude. And this is a little different because he was coming off injury, but I liked getting to see Derrick Rose get another shot because he was so damn good in Chicago, and then that brutal injury, and then getting him, he was never, I don't think he's ever been 100% himself again.
Nah,
But
it's different.
we've seen flashes of that Derrick Rose a little bit here and there, but when he finally got back in the league, I was happy for him. I really was. Like, I was like, all right, man, good for him, dude. Getting back out there, getting to run at it again.
You know, you think about all these guys who got hurt in the time period they got hurt in. How different would they would be as athletes if they got hurt now with all the technology that they have, the understanding of the human body? Where would they be now?
Who knows, man?
He'd probably be even better.
Yeah,
He'd
he'd
be
have a
Steve
bionic knee.
Austin.
Yeah,
Exactly.
damn straight.
We'd
Probably
make him
so.
stronger.
Quick question here from Ron. Apparently, Jokic has been playing through a sore wrist. We heard Mike Malone say this week that it's been giving him some trouble, but he's played through it. Rob, when do you try to play through an injury versus taking the opportunity to get healthy for the playoffs? I don't think anyone would hold it against him if he sat a few games, especially with Denver at the top of the West.
But Denver only like one or two games at the top of the West.
Yeah,
They will stay at the top.
I think his point being, if Jokic said, "Hey, I'm going to take a couple of games here,"
It's a
I
risk.
don't think anyone would.
It's a risk. It ain't like it's not. If it's like an ankle or knee, you would. But it's a risk. You'll be fine. You know, the risk when it warms up, you're fine. Unless you got a broken bone in or something. It's a risk.
Okay.
I don't give a shit.
Oh my, yeah, Mike Malone don't care. He don't care. He never cares. Did you do that a lot though? Did you play through stuff constantly? I think that's kind of just the MO of the league, ain't it, man?
That's just
You gotta play through stuff.
when we were back in the day. Yeah, that was the MO. You could have only way you couldn't play if it was a lot of swelling and you limped the whole time that you did something. But wrist injury, it better be broken if you think he's that gonna got because guys care more. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna take it, let me backtrack on that. I just
Okay.
say, I won't say guys care, but guys wanted to be out there because they didn't care about the next contract, they cared about winning and trying to get to the playoffs and position themselves to be in a great position to move on in the playoffs. You know, a lot of these guys care about winning, but a lot of guys, they don't jump into it wholehearted because I think about now how guys sit out for a month with a turned ankle. I'm like, what the hell did you, I saw the way you tweaked your ankle and you out a fucking month? Damn. So,
Okay.
but, and also the teams, they're more cautious now. The team's like, nah, you're not coming back. You know, no, you're not ready. You know, till you can do something without a limp. So they hold them out a little bit longer, too.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rob, you got squatters in your neighborhood?
Not this neighborhood.
Not this neighborhood? I don't know, man. LeBron's got him in his neighborhood. Apparently, LeBron's got squatters a couple doors down from his Beverly Hills residence. They've said to be been hosting, quote, disruptive cocaine orgy parties. Hell yeah. At the property, despite purchasing his property for 36.8 mil in 2022, he's now got 24/7 security due to the disruptive behavior of squatters in his neighborhood. And he's been unable to resolve the situation because apparently they have fake leases and driver's licenses with the property's address. This squatter shit that's going on around this country is bananas.
It's bananas. I have a friend that lives down the street from him. I'm gonna call her up, call him up and see. Man, I'm asking what's going on. I'll have to
You
get back to you
should,
on
because
that one. I the
how
first
can
time
you
hearing
be
about
in
this.
that kind of a neighborhood and pull this off? Like, how does that
Hey,
happen?
hey, I guarantee it's a house that someone has put up for sale because they wanted too much money,
And it's
has
been
been
sitting
sitting there. And
there.
so someone's like, gonna go in there. And I know they had a couple of things out here where a couple of realtors walked in and people had moved in. They're like, hey, what are you doing? That's how it's starting to happen more and more. So you got to be
Yeah,
careful with
no,
that.
I yeah, no, I'm like that I don't even like the more I read about what's going on with squatters right now, they get fake lease agreements. How is that like there was a woman I don't remember where it was, but there was a woman who called the cops on squatters and changed the locks on her house and she got arrested because they had some kind of fake lease agreement saying that they were allowed to be. And I'm like, wait a minute, if you know that it's a bullshit agreement, how you put this woman in jail? Like I can't wrap my brain around the whole idea of squatters' rights. I don't know how it works. I don't understand it for nothing. But if you're in my house, oh boy. No. I don't know how I would handle that.
Yeah,
But it
there's
wouldn't
a
be
lot of
pretty.
that going on.
It would not be
A lot.
pretty. The fact that it's happening in LeBron James's neighborhood is bananas to me.
That's scary.
Like that's not just like random empty houses. Those are some big money houses out that way.
Right.
That's why I was wondering if you had any in your neck of the woods.
It's only like one, two, three, four, five, six houses on in my cul-de-sac. So,
Okay. Nice.
yeah.
Well, if any of them
And we
squat.
are. And I'm the youngest person on the block. So, and that says a lot. So these people don't, they don't travel much. They don't go places. They just stay at home and enjoy their home. So,
All right.
yeah.
If any of those houses go up for sale, though, oh boy, you're gonna see my ass squatting in your across the street from you. Got a little upgrade. All right, last question here came from Paul. I heard Brian Windhorst, for what that's worth, say that Jalen Brunson's a foul hunter. Not as bad as Harden or Trae Young, but the league's cracking down on this stuff. Do you agree? And was there ever a guy that you played with who was a foul hunter?
No foul hunters here. I think that it's weird that, the way the game has changed and how these guys are now can trick the refs and getting fouls. There are a lot of there. All you gotta do is look at the game. I think when you even go back to the finals a couple of years ago, I think that was one of the things that really hurt the Celtics because they were going to try to get fouls like a James Harden. And you gotta understand when you get to that level, the refs aren't just going to give you that because they're seasoned refs. They know that you're hunting for fouls, and this game is too important to just give you a foul. And I think if you watch the playoffs, the guys who have problems in the playoffs, like, it was one time where James Harden had problems because he was trying to hunt for fouls. He wasn't getting that call. I think that's going to happen to SGA, Shai Gilgeous, because he hunts for a lot of fouls too. And so when they get in the playoffs, it's going to be called different. And you got to understand, you got to go get buckets. They're not going to give you buckets.
But you never had a guy on your team that was like,
You
no.
think about who I played with, Shaq, Kobe, those guys, they went to the
Oh, the
hole
fouls
hard.
were
They
coming to
got
them. Yeah, they didn't have to go looking for shit.
fouled.
Shaq didn't have to look for nothing. That just kind of fell in his lap, man.
And it's nobody like, if you think about guys I played with that went to the line a lot, like Kobe, Manu, Tony, all those guys, those were like, they weren't looking for fouls. They were just trying to get to the hole and get buckets.
And I guess that's part of it too, because that's a little bit, this game's more of an outside in game these days. You got to find a foul if you're not going to be
And most,
driving to the rim.
yeah, most of the league hunt for, they hunt for, most of the league hunt for fouls anyway. Like, they look for fouls any way they possibly can, and they'll hunt for them any way they can. On one end, it's smart. On the other end, it's annoying. So,
Yeah, that's why I think Adam came in. He's going to do a lot this summer to try to figure out this defensive thing and
Oh, he
give
needs to do
credit back to
something.
the defensive guys because it's getting ridiculous how a guy can just veer one way, bump into you, and it's your call. The one call I really hate as a like if you playing defense and you're in great position, now the offensive player gets to just bump you off with their chest or with their shoulder and then gives that space to that is like an advantage for the offensive guy. And it takes away from defense. They need to take that out of the game. If I could change one thing, if you dislodge a defensive player from his position, from his verticality point, it is an offensive foul. So that's what they really need to look at.
Then they used to call charges on those things. I guess we don't do that anymore, right?
Exactly,
No, we
yeah.
don't call a charge no more. No, no such thing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.